Hallo, hier spricht Timo Latsch. Ich bin der stellvertretende Sportressortleiter von RTL. Der eine oder andere kennt mich vielleicht auch als Sportmoderator von NTV. Ich schaue also berufsbedingt sehr viele Nachrichten und bekomme im Moment ein ziemlich ungutes Gefühl in der Magengegend, wenn ich mitbekomme, was in den USA passiert. Aber auch hier in Europa, in Österreich, direkt in Deutschland vor unserer Haustüre. Es sind ganz sicher komplizierte, anspruchsvolle Zeiten, aber einfache Lösungen sind nicht immer die richtigen und garantiert sind Lösungen von 1933 die falschen. Und deswegen geht am 23.02. wählen, gib der Demokratie deine Stimme, Hashtag geh wählen.
Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Civilization and Its Discontents by Sigmund Freud. When it comes to the concept of civilization, maybe you all have your own thoughts. Civilization is passed down from one generation to another, leaving us today with a considerable wealth of wisdom. However, civilization is also a double-edged sword. In addition to the benefits of refinement and culture, humans suffer misfortune under the pressure of civilization. For example, psychologists like Freud and his contemporaries found that people developed psychosis because they couldn't live up to society's cultural ideals. They found it intolerable. Observing this situation, some like Freud concluded to return a happy statement abandoning or at least reducing the demands civilization put on citizens. This is the discontent in Freud's title, The Demands of a Developed Civilization, Irreconcilable with Basic Human Instincts. This contradiction is the key issue this bookie will explore. Those familiar with Freud will know that he was the founder of the psychoanalytic school. In his early years, some of his major theories revolved around unconscious thought and libido. For the theory of the unconscious, Freud proposed the famous iceberg theory, which compares the conscious mind to the exposed tip of the iceberg above water. Whereas there is a huge part hidden, unseen beneath the water. This expanse is the unconscious mind, containing repressed instincts and desires. In analytic psychotherapy, Freud used dream interpretation to help people express the needs of their unconscious mind in order to identify the crux of their anxieties. The theory of libido asserts that the energy associated with mental activities derives from instincts or drives. The motivation behind our pursuit of development and creativity comes from this energy or force called libido. The spirit that impels us, the love we give and yearn for, and the energy that allows us to flourish are all driven by libido. Our sexual instinct is a key capacity prompted by libido. Apart from the sexual instincts, later in his career, Freud introduced the concept of the death instinct. In opposition to sexual instincts of procreation and renewal, the death instinct represents the energy of hate and destruction. Through destroying order and seeking self-annihilation, the unconscious mind intends to alleviate its inner tension. In his later years, especially after the First World War, Freud broadened his theories about individual mental illness to a wider perspective, the entirety of humanity. He began evaluating civilization. Freud engaged in an in-depth analysis and discussion around issues of conflict and civilization from a psychological point of view. It led to a shift in direction from his main research into medical and psychotherapeutic treatments towards the cultural and sociological application of his theories. The work that we are reviewing today, Civilization and Its Discontents, is one of a series of Freud's books concerning the broader relevance of psychoanalysis. It is among his acknowledged masterpieces. In the book, Freud elevates his theories of the unconscious and the superego, the battleground of human instincts, to the level of collective social organization to provide a reasoned explanation for the origins of civilization. He also considers the deeper human misfortunes attendant on our civilization. You can hear a more thorough general introduction to Freud's ideas and the experience of his times in the Bookie of Freud, A Life of Our Time. Be sure to listen to it if you are interested. Next, we will open the content of the book in three parts. Part 1, how Freud explained the foundation of civilization from a psychological perspective. Part 2, civilization suppresses basic human instincts. Part 3, humanity's ways of resisting civilization's repression. Let's start by understanding how Freud explained the notion of civilization. According to Freud, civilization is the sum of all the achievements and institutions that set humans apart from animals. In his view, civilization serves two purposes: it protects human beings from natural disasters and regulates interpersonal relationships. Freud divides civilization into four categories. The first category is human undertakings and achievements aimed at transforming nature. These include the first civilized acts, such as the use of tools, the control of fire, and the erection of shelters. Breaking from their natural state, humans later made additional secondary improvements with more sophisticated tools, concerning themselves with cleanliness, purification, order, and beauty. Filth and chaos are incompatible with civilization. The link between cleanliness and civilization couldn't be more obvious. To maintain order is to determine when, where, and how things are done. Putting things in order allows people to conserve their psychological resources. Beauty is of no obvious practical use, but it is also a mark of civilization. Religion, philosophical contemplation, and shared ideals form the third category, activities of a higher level. Such affairs of the spirit are certainly distinctive features of civilization. The rules and regulations that moderate interpersonal and social relations are the fourth category. Freud points out that without regulations, social relations would be subject to the arbitrary dictates of individuals. The result would be that the physically strongest person would determine social relations based on their own interests and instinctive impulses. Human cooperation is made possible through the establishment of rules and regulations. After rules are agreed, then the united power of the community replaces the strength of a single individual. It is a decisive step in the history of civilization. Having understood the concept of civilization and its components, let's look at how civilization was founded. Physical weakness was the first reason for the foundation of civilization. United humans could counter natural disasters. Back to the dawn of human life on the planet, there were only loose connections between individuals roaming the Earth. When severe winds, storms, floods, earthquakes, and other natural disasters struck, lone humans were helpless. They couldn't cope with the situations on their own and, in extreme cases, would simply perish. Then, people slowly came to realize that they could band together. Collectively, they may stand a better chance against the formidable forces of nature. But as humans joined forces, they found that they needed to be bound by restrictions for their new alliances to hold firm. They needed a master of nature, and so the idea of deities came into human society. On the one hand, the gods shouldered the responsibility of protecting humanity. On the other, they acted as authority figures, commanding fundamental rules and laws for human life, imposing restrictions on human behavior. Freud suggests that civilization was founded with the emergence of these rules and laws. Freud goes on to state that the rules and laws at this stage of civilization are manifested in the form of taboos. His book Totem and Taboo mentions that incest always comes out as the highest prohibition in nearly all totemic civilizations. Next, we move on to the second reason for the foundation of civilization, the power of love. Freud says sexual love was the first manifestation of love. The need to make new offspring and create a family compelled opposite sexes to copulate together. Within a family group, love motivated by sexual instincts would turn into an aim-inhibited impulse. Aim-inhibited love is described as the positive feeling resulting from affections between parents and children and between siblings. However, Freud believes that the mainspring of this aim-inhibited love is still driven by the mental energy attached to carnal sexual instincts. The warm feelings between relatives and family members, parents, children, and siblings are transformations of the libido's love. In childhood, the Oedipus complex is the most typical expression of this transformation. In subsequent developments, humans extended their aim-inhibited love outwards, beyond their families, to engender feelings of friendship and trust towards strangers. These bridges between unrelated people laid the foundations of civilization. Individuals were bonded into communities which then combined and cooperated with one another. Gradually, human society's divisions were cast aside, giving birth to races, nations, and states. That concludes the first part of our bookie. Let's have a quick recap. We've introduced you to the notion of civilization with its four components. We have also heard about two elements in the foundation of civilization. First, humans need to unite against natural disasters due to the physical weakness of individuals struggling alone. To consolidate their attachments, agreeing on certain restrictions was a necessity. Hence, universal rules and laws in the form of taboos were born, manifested as religion, the rules of a higher power. The second factor that enabled civilization was the effect of love. For reproduction, people were prompted by the power of sexual desire. From raw desire, aim-inhibited love emerged. In families, under the prohibition of the incest taboo, affection replaced lust. This aim-inhibited affection extended outward and gave rise to more general ties of friendship. These enabled connections between strangers and led to the complex social bonds of civilization. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt, und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Ich bin Christiane vom Podcast Führungsgefühle. Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen. Demokratie ist für mich die Staatsform, in der wir als ganze Menschen gefragt sind. In unserer Würde, Freiheit und Verantwortung mit Herz und Verstand. Demokratie gibt uns die Möglichkeit, unser Leben, unser Zusammenleben mitzugestalten. Im Interesse des Gemeinwohls, im Interesse von uns allen, die wir hier zusammenleben. Das ist zugegeben manchmal mühsam, wie wir dieser Tage sehen, aber ich finde, es lohnt sich. Denn Demokratie fußt auch auf dem Vertrauen, dass uns das gelingt. Zum Beispiel, weil wir uns immer wieder bewusst machen, dass wir alle auch nur Menschen sind. Lasst uns dem gerecht werden. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.